Okay, good morning. Welcome back. Good night of Shabbos. Good morning. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh class. Learning two Shir dedications, please. One friend, she should be Zochet to Besoros Tovos, and Arichus Yamim Bashanim, Rachel Tzipora Ba Masha, is waiting for Besoros Tovos, but Ezra Sashem. And one more Shir dedication, please. And these are both Rivka graciously said we should, of course, do these dedications. Li'ilui Nishmasa and Lazeichu Nishmasa. Her Yahrzeit is coming up on Aleph Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. Li'ilui Nishmas Rezo Malka Bas Yona. May her Neshama find its eternal rest in the Olam HaEmes, and may her family have comfort and only Simcha. Amen v'amen, young woman. Okay, so last time we spoke about a couple of important topics.
Can I add that it should also be a refuah shlema for my 3-year-old who is currently at the dentist under general anesthesia, having a pulpotomy and an extraction and 4 cavities filled.
Oi, what's her name?
Chaim
Meir Ben Leah. Chaim Meir Ben Leah. Okay, she was Tovos. Shem should guide the doctor's hand. Latova. Okay, last time was our first class, and I think we already started with some very many insights. We spoke really about Tosefta Shabbos, about being ready for Shabbos when it comes. I just like to recap, Hashem should help me, when my classes meet every 2 weeks, I like to recap what we learned previously, because it's only twice a month. So what we spoke about is being ready for Shabbos. It shouldn't be like the grandparents who come to the train station and then to the house, and they're knocking on the door, and everybody says, we're not ready. What do you mean you're not ready? Shabbos is here. The grandparents are here. So we spoke about being ready for Shabbos. And we spoke about also how we escort Shabbos out. Are we running right away to technology? Are we running right away to our cell phones? Are we running right away to be busy things? Or like the Rav says, the famous story that he tells over when he was in the Magister Shtibel growing up as a child, he said, when are we davening Marv? And he said to him, you want to daven Marv already? What's wrong with Shabbos? We love Shabbos. The final thing we spoke about last time was on the top of page 9. And that was, they shall wash their garments. And when one comes to greet the king, Kosh Baruch Hu, one must don nice clothing in his honor. So if you recall, we spoke about him. He quoted Rav Mordechai Willig, a very important piece, where he speaks about, that today's day and age, that the dress code in honor of Shabbos seems to have diminished and decreased, and we have lost the honor and respect for Shabbos. We ended with the story of Salvechik once saw someone hang up his jacket in shul. It was 95 degrees, where Mordechai Willig tells us over. And he said, what are you doing? He says, I'm leaving my jacket in shul. And the rabbi said to him, Shabbos is in shul and Shabbos is in the street. Go get your jacket. Okay, what I actually want to do, good morning, is go back to page 8, please. Okay, sometimes we'll go back, and when we go back, we add insights that we didn't say last time. Of course, we really ended on the top of page 9. We're going to go back just a little bit to the, bottom of page 8. So 3 halachas of receiving the Shechina. The Brisker Rav Zatzal, Rav Yitzchak Zev Halevi Salvechik, the son of Rav Chaim Brisker. The Brisker Rav Zatzal wrote something astounding about Kabbalah Shabbos. The reception ceremony, so again, it's like a wedding, Kabbalah Shabbos. There's a kala, and the Bowie kala, and it's a reception ceremony just like you have at a wedding, is actually learned from what took place when the Jewish people stood at Har Sinai. The Jewish people greeted and received the Shechina in the same manner that a king is greeted and is received. So you could imagine if really, like, we don't think about Shabbos in that way, but imagine if a king was really coming to your house. Think of how different your preparations would be. Your manner, your dress, your speech, your readiness, if you really thought in your head, a king is mamash coming to my house. That's how we have to think about Shabbos Kodesh. So the Brisker Rav explains there are 3 halachos of Kabbalah Shabbos, resembling the 3 instructions given to the Jews when they received the Shechina at Har Sinai. So I thought that I would quote to you, first of all, the Psukim. Now, if you look at the footnote, it says footnote number 4. Sometimes I find, by the way, just because you read something in a Sefer, just a lesson, just because you read something sourced in a Sefer, printers also sometimes make mistakes. It's not deliberate. You really need to, it's just an important note to keep in mind in your research / learning / whatever you're doing. Don't always trust the swarm. I always try to go back and look up the source. So it seems to be that the reason I'm telling you that is because there's a typo in footnote 4. It's not Shmos 19:9-7. If you don't look that up on your own, you're going to quote it incorrectly. It's apparently Shmos 9:9-17. I have found that a lot of my learning, you cannot rely on the sources quoted. You should try and look it up. Or if I can't look it up, I will say I am quoting this source as is quoted in this Sefer. It's important to keep in mind. So let me tell you, since the whole Kabbalah Shabbos is based on being ready for Matan Torah, So let us see what the Psukim have to say about Matan Torah. So we start in Perek Yod Tes, which is Parshas Yisro. Perek Chof is the Aseres HaDibos. So, Vayom Hashem El Moshe, behold, I'm coming to you in the thickness of a cloud so that the people will hear when I speak to you. They will believe in you forever. Moshe told the words of the nation to Hashem, and Hashem said to Moshe, go to the people, v'kidashtem hayom u'machar, make yourself sanctified, make yourself ready, make yourself holy, v'kibsusim losam, and you should wash your garments, kibsusim losam. So there's the idea that your dress has to be different, new, clean, different. Don't wear the same shmatas. V'hayu nechonim layom ha'shlishi, be ready for the third day, because on the third day, Hashem will go down before the eyes of the nation to Har Sinai. And you should make like a higbaltam, like a gvul, make a border around. Let the people make a border around the mountain. Be careful. Don't go up to the mountain. Don't touch the mountain. Anyone who touches the mountain will surely die. You can't touch it. So they changed their garments. And on the top of page 9, and we spoke about this last time, the first thing the Brisker Rav learns out is that you shall wash your garments. So here is the pasuk. Vayerid Moshe minahar al ha'am. Moshe went down from the mountain to the people. This is Yud Tes Yud Dal. Vayikadesh es'am. Vayichab susim losam. Second. Vayomer el ha'am, and this is the second nekuda on the top of page 9. Heyu nechonim lishloshes yamim. And Targum Onkel says, va'amar la'ama hevo zeminin lisilasa yomin. Zeminin, what's zemin? Lezamein. We say, like, yeah.
Right? Ready.
So what does it mean? Hinini muchan umizuman.
Zuman is like to invite to, like, No,
I can't
prepare.
Hear. Oh, that's exactly right. Muchan mizuman. I am ready and I am prepared. So vayomer el ha'am. So this is, do you understand what we're doing here? The Brisker Rav points out that there are three halachos about getting ready for Shabbos, as learned from Parshas Yisro, Perek Yotes. So we said, let's go back and see what the psukim actually are. First thing that we noted is, you should correct the footnote. It's 19, 9 through 17. Next thing that we noted is, be careful in your research. So always look up the source if possible, if you can. Now we're talking about the actual halachos. So Moshe comes down from the mountain, and they change their garments. Targum Unklus, v'chavaru levusheihon. They change their attire. Vayomer el Moshe, they prepare, they wash. Heyu nechunim, nechonim l'shloshes yamim, hevo zeminin l'shloshes yamim. So you have to be mizuman, you have to be ready, you have to be prepared. The king is coming. How are you? And the king's coming. It's an unbelievable concept just to consider. It's not Shabbos coming to my house. It's the king coming to my house. Am I ready to greet the king? I'll teach you al ha'isha. Okay?
What?
Sorry.
Okay, so what, you keep saying the king.
Yes, Sir Baruch Shalom. I'm just going to make a bracha, so you could ask a question while I'm drinking. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehi
abedvaro. Amen. But isn't Shabbos referred to as Malka?
So, it's interesting. There are dual manifestations of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is the female manifestation of the Ribono Shel Olam, so to speak. And then you have Hashem as Melech, which is the, it's hard to say female and male in regard to, it's like Kabbalistic.
But Shabbos specifically, like Shabbos Malka.
But there's different aspects of the way that the Ribono Shel Olam interacts with us, which are represented in the different manifestations of the Ribono Shel Olam. In Bereishis 1:27, Perak Aleph Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Vayivra Hashem, Vayivra Elokim. We don't see the introduction of Shem Hashem actually to Perak Beis of Bereishis. Vayivra Elokim Esa Adam Betzalmel, Betzalim Elokim Bara Oso, Zachar Unekeva Bara Osam. In the beginning, when Hashem first created man, before 2:7, when man alone was created, and then 2:22, when Isha alone was created, Hashem made the first being, which we don't have any concept of what that first being is anymore. It's Bereishis Perak Al Pasuk of Zayin. So listen to Lashon. Vayivra Elokim Esa Adam, Bitzalmo, Bitzalem Elokim Bara Oso, Zachar Unekeva Bara Osam. This first being is created in the image of God. What is the image of God? Zachar Unekeva Bara Osam. And Salvation has a tremendous piece on this, that every person has Zachar attributes and the Keva attributes. The Zachar is the giver, and then the Keva is the receiver. This is Betzalem Elokim Bara also. So sometimes we have the manifestation of the Shekhinah, which is the female, even though there's no fema. I don't know another word to use. We have to use Lashon that we know. So you could say that the Ribbono Shel Olam comes in both aspects to our home on Shabbos, sometimes as the mother, so to speak, and sometimes as the father, so to speak. So it's a very nice here, specifically the Brisker Rav is talking about the king. And we learn it from Kabbalah Shabbos when Hashem came down as the Chasan to greet the Kala al Kabbalah Shabbos. But you're of course correct that Hashem also manifests as, it's hard to say mother, father, male, female, but there are different attributes of the male. There's the stronger giver, the nechkeva is the softer receiver. So Ribbono Shel Olam gives to us, and it receives what we give back to him.
Right, 100%. I just thought that like Shabbos was
always referred to as Shabbos Hamalka. But here you see that the Brisker Rav says that we are greeting the Shechina in the same manner that a king is greeted and received. So then clearly there is an aspect of the king to come into our house. This is based on the Brisker Rav, yeah.
Can we simply say that king is referring to Hashem, and Shabbos is a Malka. You know, Hashem is the king, and Shabbos is the Malka.
Okay, very nice.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, very nice. Okay, let's go back.
I just want to mention you, making me think, Halavai, we should have the awe of Hashem when we say that Hashem, that British, if you speak to someone British, from very firm people.
Lahavdil.
When they speak about the queen,
right,
their whole composure like changes.
Right, so it helps us also, using these terms, helps us appreciate more what and who, what Shabbos, and who the king is coming to our home. It's a challenge. Everything in this world is a challenge. Okay, everything's also a schus if we can rise to the occasion. Okay, so what did we say? They changed their clothing. They were prepared for the third day. What was the third one on the top, page 9? Moshe brought out the people to meet God. That is Pasuk Yod Zayin. That's how I know that the footnote is incorrect. Vayotze Moshe es ha'am likras ha'elokim min ha'machane. Just like, you would go out to greet the dignitary, you go out to greet the Kala. Vayotze Moshe es ha'am likras ha'elokim min ha'machane. Vayisatzu betachti sahar. And the Har Sinai was smoking. So based on these three things, we have the idea of, being prepared properly for Shabbos. So with that, let's go back to the top of page 9, please. Could I have your pen for a minute? Sorry, thank you. Okay, so the first one is they shall wash their garments, and we spoke about that last week based on a piece by Rav Mordechai Willig. What I want to speak about today is the second Nakuda, and they shall be ready for the third day. Tiyeh mizumanim, you should be ready, you should be prepared. Hineni muchanu mizuman, l'kai mitzvos aseh sh'alaf, rosh chal, behold, I am ready and prepared. I am on guard when Hashem arrived. So in other words, one was they should wash their garments. We spoke about this. When you come to greet the king, Kosh Baruch Hu, you should don nice clothing in his honor. Okay, they shall be ready for the third day. When Hashem arrives, one must be ready as if a great king, you see? Zahava, you see? We're expected to arrive. So there's the dual aspect of the Zachar and the Nekeva. Hashem is the Zachar, so to speak, please. But Salma Kimbra, also Zachar and Nekeva. The giver of salvation, because a tremendous piece on it. And the Nekeva aspect is the receiver. So what can Hashem receive from us? Only our Torah mitzvah, say chasadim. We can't give life. It's ludicrous to say that to Hashem, like he gives us life. We can't be malbish.
But that makes it. But that's MS. Like the truth is, it's Hashem is the king, and Shabbos is a gift that he gave to us. And she's like,
okay, it's very nice. You're right, but it's a great, but still, the lashon here is, ladies, let's go. When Hashem arrives, you must be ready as if a great king are expected to arrive. So the king is coming. You could say that the gift is the queen, but the king is still coming. This is what Pashut, it's written. One should be sitting and waiting for Hashem, and not vice versa. I'm thinking myself. It's an avoda. You have to be sitting, and hopefully, be'ezras Hashem, whatever level you're on, will all be increasing. You should be sitting and waiting for Hashem. Lest he arrive while you are busy with other matters. So last time we quoted the mashal. This time I want to do a tremendous. Sometimes I can tell to you, and sometimes you need to see it inside to understand. Take one for two people, please. Just share with the person next to you. This is from a sefer called Out of the Whirlwind. It's actually essays on mourning, suffering, and the human condition. Okay, essays on mourning, suffering, and the human condition, teachings of Soloveitchik. But if you could please take your hand out, you could share. There's enough for you to share with the person next to you. And yeah, Dora, do you want to sit at the table, or you want to sit? I mean, you could do whatever you want, wherever you're comfortable. Okay. Does everyone have a paper? Okay. So we're starting that now. I couldn't put the whole essay into your piece of paper. You're also not allowed to do that. So What he's really talking about is when God issues a call. When God calls, I'm reading you the last sentence before your handout. God calls Avram, Avram by the Akedah, Moshe, Moshe by the Sneh. You are elected. And what has the individual has to be able to say? I am ready. And when Shabbos comes, you have to be ready. So we're called every day. But we're called every Erev Shabbos to answer the call. Are you ready? So if, go to your handout now. Are there extras or is everyone okay? Everyone's okay. If one lives an illusory eternity. So, you know, I remember when I was younger, not much, much younger, then I didn't read them. But if I would read a piece of Rav Salvejuk when I was a little younger, you have to read it like five times. Something to understand it. We're going to understand together. It's a very important piece. Today we're talking about, last time we spoke about welcoming Shabbos when it comes in, not rushing Shabbos out when she leaves, and clothing. Today we talk about what does it mean to be ready, mizuman, to heed the call of the king who's bringing us the gift of Shabbos. If one lives in an illusory eternity, so in other words, you're living an illusion, you may miss the call. Your Rebbeinu Shalom calls you from time to time. He called Avram, he called Moshe, he called Shmuel. What do you have to say? I'm ready. He may not hear the voice which addresses itself to him. By the way, this is a very appropriate piece because it's going to end by talking about Yom Kippur. Okay, we all know how close we are to Yom Hadin. He may not hear the voice which addresses itself to him. He may not realize that God himself turns him and summons him to his service. That's what we said. Hashem is coming to your house. For in eternity, nothing passes. Nothing is lost. There is no time which lies behind us. Everything persists and endures. So you understand that in eternity, you can't lose your time. Why not? Because time is eternal. You can't lose time in eternity because it is forever. So if I didn't get it today, if I didn't grasp the opportunity today, then I will just grab the opportunity tomorrow, in an hour, next week. The time's always going to be there. I'm never going to run out of time. So if you're never going to run out of time, you don't have to answer the call in the here and now. I was just reading 2 days ago. The parak, I think it's parak hey, Masil Sushayim on Atzlos, on laziness. It was so powerful and so frightening. The Masil Sushayim writes, I'll just take a little nap and then I'll get it. It's so cold outside, I'm not going to go right now. I have to just rest and then I'll do it. And before you know it, the time is gone and you haven't taken care of what you need to take care of. In eternity, nothing passes. In eternity, nothing is lost. There is no time which lies behind us. Everything persists and endures. This is eternal repetition. Eternal repetition, because it's eternity. By definition, it's always there. Yet, if the time awareness is awakened in me, if I suddenly become cognizant of an existence which has been withdrawn from the realm of my influence. You understand what that sentence means? All of a sudden, time awareness has awakened me. All of a sudden, my husband said this morning, you know, Shabbos is getting much earlier. Candle lighting is much earlier. If you are awakened to time awareness, if you understand that Shabbos is not coming tomorrow and the next, it's coming right now. And are you ready? The king has an appointment in your home. And are you ready to greet Shabbos? If the time awareness is awakened in me, suddenly you become cognizant. What do you become aware of? There is an existence which has been withdrawn from my influence. In other words, I do not have influence over how much time I have in this world. I do not have influence over the arrival of the time of Shabbos. I do not have influence over eternity. The existence has been withdrawn from my realm of influence. Then I convert the present moment into creative performance. Why does man become creative? Because you realize this opportunity will not be here forever. And if I don't grab it today, then perhaps I may. Don't say when I have time, I will learn, lest you never have time. What do you mean you never have time? You're never going to make the time because you think time is eternal. Let's continue. I convert the present moment into creative performance, potentiality into an event. It's not that I can potentially bake challah. Not today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. No, right now I will grab a moment. Potentiality is turned into event. Time is turned into service. And if not, I realize I may have missed the call. I am late for the execution of my task, for the fulfillment of my mission. And this relates so strongly to Shabbos. You know, it's unbelievable to consider. Someone once pointed out to me, I'm sorry that I can't remember who pointed it out to me. Rav Salvejuk says in a totally different piece, but Yehudis is very sensitive to time. 1 minute before Shabbos, you're pater. In other words, it doesn't mean pater. I strike a match 1 minute before Shabbos, I'm pater. 1 moment after Shkia, I'm chayef. And what's so interesting is, how do we usher in the Shabbos? By very act that one moment later would be usher, by lighting the candles, demonstrating now, what am I really demonstrating with the candle lighting? The essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam is in control of time. Now he says it's mutter. Not a moment later, because we take it upon 18 minutes before Shkias, because we don't know exactly when the exact cutoff is. But imagine you're lighting right before Shkias. This second, it's okay. That second, you're chayav, you're over. Lo saviru esh b'kal mosh masechem b'yom Shabbos. What changed? I didn't change. Time changed. And I must make the call. I have to convert the present moment in creative performance. Ladies, whatever you're doing is grabbing the time and making the present moment creative. It's taking that potentiality and making it actuality. Otherwise, you missed the call. You are late for the execution of my task. You are late for the film of the mission. You forgot. You're so busy. Now it's 5 minutes after Shkia. You can't do the candles anymore. In fact, if you go to do the candles now, you're chayav. You did an aveira, not a mitzvah. I also begin to comprehend. I think I underlined this line. I also begin to comprehend the responsibility which my time experience entails. You better be ready. The norm of vigilance, the alertness of every moment, since the call comes often at very short intervals, I anticipate the future with trepidation and anxiety. The future might make you nervous because it is the time in which I may act and serve. So you better be, you don't have to say, Shabbos should not cause us anxiety, but certainly should cause a certain amount of trepidation if we treated the properly and respected the fact that Shabbos Hamalka is coming. Every fractionate of the infinite stream of time, every fraction, what did I say? I said the wrong word? Every fraction of the infinite stream of time becomes precious. Every fraction of the infinite stream of time. How do you pronounce the word? Infinimisto? Infinis.
Infinitesimal.
Infinitesimal moment of time becomes precious. My friend just texted me this morning. The Atlantic Beach is such a small community. They had a number of losses. And she texted me this morning. A good friend was nifter yesterday, 41 years old. In a moment. So if I don't answer the call right now, there is no eternity in Olam Hazeh. I may want to live in an illusion that I have forever, but you have to be mizuman. You have to be ready, not only when Shabbos calls, when the Ribbono Shel Olam calls you from time to time, from day to day. Every fraction out of the infinite stream of time becomes precious. For this moment, I am alive and capable of acting. What will happen the next minute? I do not know. What will happen tomorrow? I do not know. Right now, I know I have to be ready for today. Judaism was always very sensitive to the flux of time. By the way, the whole reason I brought you this piece is because once I went to look up the source where the Brisker Rav says we learn the Lechus of Shabbos. If you look in the next paragraph, in the middle of the paragraph, where do you note that the Rav quotes from? If anybody looked in the parentheses in the middle of the paragraph, sorry, y'all. Shemos Perek. Yod Tess. It says Exodus 19. What does the Brisker Rav base the three halachas of being ready for Shabbos on? This passage, which is why I'm bringing you this passage. Okay. Besides the fact that it's also very powerful and important, Judaism was always very sensitive to the flux of time. God's rendezvous with man occurs at an appointed time. And Hashem said, and Moshe said, so says Hashem, about midnight I will go into the midst of Egypt. And Hashem said to Moshe, and here is the pasuk that we quoted, that the Brisker Rav quotes as being ready for Shabbos. And Hashem said to Moshe, even though it goes to Chumash already, so I could quote it properly for you. Hayom Hashem al Moshe, leich al ha'am, v'kidashtem hayom u'machar, v'kibsu simrosam. This is the piece that Rav Salvechik is quoting right here. V'hayu nechonim layom hashlishi. Why shall you be ready? Ki bayom hashlishi. I'm reading this quote in your passage from the Lashon HaKodesh Torah. Ki bayom hashlishi yered Hashem le'enei kol ha'am al har Sinai. Be ready for the third day. On the third day Hashem will come. Be ready! Exclamation mark. This is the command of Judaism. All the mitzvahs can only take place if we're ready for asiyas and mitzvahs. The first requirement for the asiyah of the mitzvah, the completion of the act of the mitzvah, is that I am ready. Each moment of a conscious existence is a divine gift. Each moment. And as we become older, I become more and more aware of the frailty of man. And I mean, we're coming up to Rosh Hashanah. There was not a time of year where we ever contemplate the frailty of man in such a heightened way. It was during this time period, Elul, the end of Elul, Yom Hadin, Aser Simei Teshuvah, when you stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam, mi yechel, mi yamus, mi v'kitzo, mi lo v'kitzo. So if I'm not ready now, this moment is a gift. It is a conscious existence. It is a divine gift. I am summoned to the service of God. From that moment, the summon emerges. Judaism believes each person has a fixed place in creation. If I find myself thrust in the here and now, it's because Ribbono Shel Olam thinks I can act here and now efficiently. So I was not born a millennia ago, 1,000 years ago, and I was not born 5 centuries ago, and I was not born the decade before I was born. You were born in the exact time that you were meant to be born, because you have a tafka you can only fulfill in the here and now. V'hayu nechonim layom hashlishi. V'hiyohon zeminin liyoma. Be ready. If I, sometimes people say, you've heard this, I'm sure. If I was lived in the time of the Chavetz Chaim, I would have been a tzaddik. Lord Baruch Hashem, why you live in the time of the Chavetz Chaim? You would have lived in the time of the Chavetz Chaim. You're living today. What can you do right now? If I had been born 100 years ago, or if I would have come into this world a century later, my contribution as a servant, in essence, I am a servant. Once again, by the way, a servant evokes the imagery of the Baruch Hashem as king would be nailed. God wills me to act right here and right now. So the springboard for us looking at this very important piece is the pasuk from Shemos, which is the basis of the halachos of being ready for Shabbos. However, when I was preparing, I saw that it was interesting. Really going to stop here. Look. Oh, you see, you have an M bracket? Yeah, look. You see, I was going to stop here, and then I kept reading, and then I said, oh, it's about Yom Kippur. So I think since we're doing this on Erev Yom Hadin, it's especially appropriate to let's finish the last paragraph. At a certain point, when you get to the end of that first long con, you're going to need to turn the paper sideways, please. On Yom Kippur, we pray, my Lord, before I was created, I was of no worth. And now that I've been created, it is as if I have not been created. Ba'akshav shal natsarti. Before I was created, there was no need for my service. So Ezra Soloveitchik says, it's not just, of course, before you were created, you were of no worth. Before I was created, meaning before, in a different time, I had no worth because I was meant to be born right here and right now. I had no place in the order of things and events. I could not serve God because that wasn't my purpose. You are important for the generation in which you are born. As difficult as we feel our generation is, I'm sure that many generations before also felt their generations were also very difficult. This is where I can complete my tafka. This is where I have to be mizuman. My creation implies a twofold message. My service is one required. It's very important, just as an aside, for all of us to realize that. Sometimes a person feels, can feel a sense of despair, can feel a sense of yeush, Asvasham can feel a sense of, what is my purpose here? It's very important for every person to recognize that they have an important tafkid that only you can fulfill. Your service is absolutely required. If your service is not required, you would not have been created. You would not have been given today. There is something only you can fulfill today. And you have to know twofold. One, your service is required. You're very important to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Never mind other people here who you impact. And two, I have the ability to act here and now. With the birth of every person, a situation is formed within which he can serve God. Otherwise, he would not have been born. However, you have to turn yet, no? I misunderstood the call. However, I misunderstood the call rising out of my existence. I did not accomplish anything. So if a person is deaf to the call of God and blind to the passage of time, then he will not accomplish anything. Hence the miracle, if there's one thing that Shabbos should make us so aware of, besides for the fact that Hashem and Shabbos come to our home, is the call of time, because you have to be medactic to the moment. Hence the miracle of birth was wasted. Therefore, now that I've been created, it is as if I have not been created. If I don't answer the call of time, it's as if I was not created at all. Do you understand why? You might be living here physically, but if you're not living here spiritually, if you're not contributing, if you're not answering the call of God, Avram, Avram, Vayomer Hineni. If man comprehends the role of a servant of God, then his life is one long service. And death is the conclusion of this hallowed service. Death is a springboard into a new life. The new life being the Olam HaEmes. If I comprehend that I am simply an Eved Hashem, I live one long life of Shibud, of Avdus, of Avoda, and death is the conclusion of this hallowed service. However, if the divine call is ignored, he lives in vain and dies in a very absurd manner. Afarni Bechai, I quoted this before, all the more so in death. There is a great capacity in me, yet it is filled with vanity. Hare ani lefanecha kichli malei busha uchlima. I'm like a utensil filled with shame and disgrace. In a word, every man is a fixed place in space and in time where he can serve best. He must not misread. Okay, that word means proclamation. He must not misread. He must not be deaf to. He must not make himself blind to the proclamation of God in the time in which he lives. So that is Hayu Nechunim Loyom Hashlishi. And when Moshe goes down and he commands the people, we see they fulfill the command. They are yechabsu simosam, and also they make themselves ready for the third day. Does anyone have any questions on this piece specifically?
Can we take it home?
Pardon?
Can we take it home?
Of course, please.
I think it's interesting that it says about midnight when you say.
Say it again.
Hashem said about midnight will I go out. About, you were saying, like,
if
you're talking about the exactness of time, but this
passage
says about midnight.
Just
so interesting.
Okay, I don't know what word you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Verses five, like at midnight.
One second, tell me what you're saying.
About midnight.
Oh, no, it's very famous. Why does it say about midnight? So it's kachatzos halayla, and yotzei b'soch mitzrayim. But when Hashem came out, it was vayihi b'chatzi halayla. So Rashi says, it's a good question. Rashi asks a question, Rashi answers it. Moshe did not want to say at exactly midnight, lest Pharaoh's astrologers calculate the time, and they would miscalculate, and God came down at the wrong time. You said he's coming out, I don't know how they calculated it, exact 12, and he came down at 12:05, you're wrong. So Moshe said, kachatzos, because that was the word of Moshe. It was exactly at midnight that Hashem came down. But when that's why the same reason we take in Shabbos early. Hashem knows the exact time. We do not know the exact time. So we are kechatzos halayla. In other words, around Shkia, before Shkia, because you don't want to be too precise unless you miss the right time. Do you understand my answer? So Rashi says, okay. Any other questions? Good question. Okay, so let's go on. Okay, Moshe brought the people out to greet God. There is a special halacha. So we spoke about clothing. We spoke about being ready, not just for Shabbos, being ready in general in life to answer the call of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's hard. The Rav says elsewhere, everyone has a tafka. The question is, they don't know what their tafka is. They have to figure out what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of you. Moshe brought the people out to greet God. We quoted all these psukim already. There is a special halacha to go out and greet the Shekhinah. Did you say something? So I wanted to quote, interestingly, this is from, one second please. Okay, Rabbi Sir Jonathan Sachs. So he's commenting on Kabbalah Shabbos, right in the beginning of Kabbalah Shabbos, and this is in regard to the special halacha to go out and greet the Shekhinah. So today we don't go out into the fields. But, you know, when we were in Eretz Yisrael this summer, Baruch Hashem, so we spent some time in Tzfas. And for those who've been there ever or recently, if you remember what a beautiful and mystical and spiritual city is, of course, this is where the Kabbalists were at. Again, you could say we were in the shul of the Rav Yosef Karo, first of all, and also in the Shulchan Aruch, and also in, what's the other shul there? The Ari, right? Everything is blue. So interestingly, someone asked the question about why everything is blue. So I don't remember what the tour guide said, but my son said that he learned, and he was in Israel a couple of years ago, everything is blue because it's to confuse the Satan. They think that the Malach HaMavis, you think you're in Shemayim because everything is blue, so everybody down here in the spiritual city will be left alone. Someone else said that it's because, I don't remember why, to greet Mashiach, but I don't know. It has anything to do with Kabbalistic colors.
Blue,
okay, so say it again.
Blue is the color of tefillah.
Blue is the color of tefillah. Okay, so then you have again. So, confused Malach HaMavis, welcome Mashiach, and tefillah. So, interesting, you're saying because of tefillah. So, listen what I'm now going to quote on a special halacha to go out and greet the Shekhinah. Okay? Already in Talmudic times, quoting Rabbi Sir Jonathan Sachs, Shabbos was seen as a bride, and the day itself as a wedding. Rabbi Chanina robed himself, this is from a Sechah Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tes. Rabbi Chanina robed himself and stood on the eve of Shabbos at sunset. And he said, come, let us go and welcome the Shabbos queen. The Shabbos, the queen. Rabbi Yanei donned his robes and said, come, O bride, come, O bride. So I think it's clearly, the Brisker Rav talks about the king, the Gemara talks about the queen, and I think it goes back to what we said. There is the Zachar and the Nekeva, and we interact with both aspects or manifestations of the one Ribono Shel Olam. So Chazal in Talmudic times would go get dressed. Come, let us go welcome the queen. Rabbi Yane donned his robes. It said, Bowie Kala, Bowie Kala. In the late 16th century, so in the 1500s, this is when Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Shulchan Aruch, this idea was developed with fresh intensity by a remarkable group of Jewish mystics in Tzfas. Rav Moshe Kardovo, who developed a custom of saying special Tehillim to greet Shabbos, his brother-in-law, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, composer of Lecha Dodi, Rav Eliezer Azkiri, author of Yedi Nefesh, so this was all composed in the 1500s in Tzfas, Rav Yitzchak Luria, known as the Arizal. By the way, how old was the Ari when he died? What was this couple times? Yeah. Approximately? I can't hear.
40.
So I was going to say, I think 37, something very, very, very young. So talk about grabbing the call of time. The only thing that becomes eternity is the contributions that we make in Torah, mitzvahs, and ma'isim tovim in this world. The actual time is going to go. Only what I leave over in terms of my avodas Hashem will remain. Okay? Rav Yitzchak Luria, the Arizal, the grace of the Tzfas mystics, whose thought brought new depth to understanding of tefillah, we said blue, Tzfas, tefillah, and the observance of Shabbos. Shabbos acts to help heal the spiritual fractures of the world. Shabbos acts to help heal the spiritual fractures of this world. By the 12th century, so that is the 1100s, the custom existed to say Kapitel Tzadi Beis as a song to welcome Shabbos. 92. However, the Kabbalists in Tzfas did more. Why am I bringing this to you? Because we're talking about going out to greet the Shechina. Okay, we spoke about dress based on Mordechai Willett. We spoke about you should be ready for the third day based on a beautiful peace bread of Salvatrix. Now, quoting Rabbi Sir Jonathan Sachs, the Tzfas Kabbalists, again, 1500s, we already listed the most prominent ones, did more. Dressed in white, they would go out into the fields as the sun set, singing Tehillim and songs to the Shabbos bride. So beautiful. And if you stand in Tzfas and you see the hills, it was before all the commercialism was there. So you can imagine how close they felt, how spiritual they felt, how in tune they felt to the call of the Ribon Sha'olam. This idea that they were going out, when you think of a chassan under the chuppah who goes out to, who does that? The Sfardim do that, right? When the chassan goes out to greet the kala, he mamish goes out to greet the kala. They would go out, okay? This is the origin of the custom to recite the six extras kapitach tehillim prior to the chadodi. So we begin with the chun ranana. Up until the chadodi, this was enacted, if you will, or not enacted, Mesakein. They established this custom to recite these six kapitach of tehillim prior to the chadodi when they would go out to greet the Shechina. What would they do? They would go out and they would say tehillim. A further reminder of the original custom is our practice of turning to face the west, facing as they did the setting sun, to welcome the incoming bride. To emphasize the non-statutory character of Kabbalah Shabbos, the custom in some shuls is, okay, that's halachic. I guess I should finish the sentence. I'm in the middle of it. To emphasize that this Kabbalah Shabbos, these passages are non-statutory, they're not the halacha. So the custom is that the leader recites it from the bima rather than the amud in front of the synagogue. That was just a halachic tidbit. Okay, interesting, to conclude, the six kapitach of Tehillim, six that we recite before the Chadodi, starting with the Chun Ranana, Ashiru LaHashem Shir Chadash, Hashem Malach Tagel Haaretz, Mizmor Ashiru LaHashem Shir Chadash, Hashem Malach Yirgazu Amim, Mizmor LaDavid, Havu LaHashem Bnei Elim, represent the 6 days of the week. The six kapitach of Tehillim before the Chadodi represent the 6 days of the week. The first five speak of songs that creation sings to the Creator. So it's the songs that creation sings. Why does creation sing songs? Because they were created during 6 days of the week. And they sing every day of the week songs to the Ribono Shel Olam. We also do when we daven. We're also singing songs every day of the week to the Ribono Shel Olam. These are followed by Kapitel Chaf Tes, which is Midmar Le David, Havu Lashem B'nei Elim, Havu Lashem Kavod Va'oz, which is right before the Chadodi. Understood by some as a description of the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai. So we begin, each kapitel of Tehillah corresponds to a day of the week. Then we move to Matan Torah because there is no purpose. Rivka, do you have a tissue? Thank you very much. There is no purpose to the creation of the world if we do not have Matan Torah. So we move through the 6 days of the week. in these kapitach of Tehillim, where our elements of creation sing songs of Shavach to the Ribono Shel Olam. Thank you very much. Perfect. Thank you very much. Then, here, I'll put it here. Maybe someone else needs. Then, we move to Mizmor LeDavid, which represents Matan Torah. One second. Let me see where I'm up to. Sorry. And the Chadodi looks forward to what's missing. We have the 6 days of the week. We have Matan Torah. The Chadodi looks forward to the future redemption. So the Chadodi is in the end of days. So we move through the order of creation. The world was created in 6 days. The world will exist for six millennia. We are journeying through this order of six. Without Matan Torah, there would be no continued existence of the world. I just quoted 2 days ago, see Rashi, to Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Abrashis, where Rashi says, well, Maisa Abrashis is contingent upon Yisrael accepting the Torah upon themselves. But that is still not enough, because what are we ultimately waiting for? What are we ultimately waiting for?
Yom Shekula Shabbos.
What did we say?
Yom Shekula Shabbos.
Oh, very, very nice. Beautiful. So we begin with Shama V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad. Hishmianu El HaMiyuchad. Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Anokhi Hashem El Kachos. Yitzizchem Yitzizchem B'Yisav Adem. Matan Torah. Likra Shabbos Luchu V'Nelcha. Let us go out. Let us greet the Shabbos. Ki hi mikar habracha. She is the source of all blessing. Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha. Kumi Tzi'i Mitol Chahafecha. Get up out of the darkness. It's enough. The city of the king. Ravach shevas be'eme kabacha. It's enough tears. You've sat in the valley of tears long enough. Hisna ari. My afrakumi. So what are we talking about? The ultimate redemption. Hitna ari. Get up. My afrakumi. Get up from the dust. Livshi big day sif arteich ami. And just like we get ready for Shabbos and we put on nice clothing, when Melech HaMashiach comes, what will we do? We will don our garments. Live she big day sifarte chami. Yerushalayim will wear the glory of her people, and we will wear the glory of Mashiach. Al yad ben Yishai, who's ben Yishai? David HaMelech. Beis halachmi from Beis Mechem. Karva al nafshi ge'ala. His orari, wake up. Kiva orech, kumi ori. The time has come. The sign has risen. I want to tell you something very cool. So does everyone understand? Kabbalah Shabbos, the Kabbalists were God in the 1500s. We just listed many of them, the most prominent ones. There was no commercialism. It's hard to imagine what exactly their houses looked like in the olden days, but they would don their white robes, they would go out into the fields, and they would sing Kapitach of Tehillim as they welcomed the Shabbos. So the first Kapitach represent the days of creation. Finally, we say Mizmor LeDavid, Havu Lashem B'nei Elim, which represents Matan Torah. And then that's still not enough because we're waiting for Yom Shekula Shabbos. We're waiting for Yemos HaMashiach. So we'll just end.
Now, I don't know if it was mentioned before. I came a little bit late, but it is interesting that the sixth day of creation, you know, which
Yom HaShishi.
Yeah, which is Erev Shabbos, is the one that over here you're saying is corresponding with Matan Torah. And what you were saying before about the verse where I was saying, you know, all of these sources in terms of washing their garments and waiting for the third day, it also relates to Matan Torah, so that, you know, over here, that the two things...
There's a parallel between being the Shabbos and Matan Torah, saying they were ready for Matan Torah, they made themselves ready for Shabbos. They changed and washed their garments for Matan Torah, they changed and washed their garments for Shabbos.
Yes, and for this Kapitel Tehillim to be... corresponding with Matan Torah, it ties it together very nicely.
Okay, very nice, beautiful. That we go through the days of the week, but then we come to the acceptance of Torah as indicated by the Kapitel of Tehillim, and only then can we move into the Yemos HaMashiach, where, by the way, we have to make sure we're ready. You know, I don't remember the... I want to tell it to you next time. I don't want to ruin it. So, but Ezra Sashem, ladies, with that, any questions? So we should be zocher to a meaningful and to be ready for Shabbos, and the Rabbanu Shalom brings her to our home. There is Shir Be'ezos Hashem during the service of Mei Teshuvah. Okay, so whatever that Friday is, have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. Thank you.